You got a joke for me, Grace?
No, I was not prepared for that at
I
all.
know.
Wait, 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 wait.
Yep, go.
How do you fix a jack-o'-lantern?
Oh, this is a good one. It's a seasonal joke. See, you're good. Wow. How do you fix a jack-o'-lantern?
Yeah.
I don't know. Something about carving.
With a pumpkin patch.
Oh, that was a good one. Thank you for saving the day
See?
because I got nothing. I don't have jokes. I don't have any fun facts. I'm Mr. Boring Me tonight.
Well, teamwork.
Yeah.
Teamwork makes the dream work, buddy. I got your back.
How was your Monday?
It was good. I went for a little run, a group run that Daryl Lehman has on the fourth Monday of the month. And I almost got stuck in a parade, but I did
A
not.
Halloween parade.
A Halloween parade, yeah. Yeah, but made it.
Yeah, you made it here with like 1 minute to spare for those that don't
Hey,
see this
I'm
stuff.
here. That's all
You
that
made it.
counts.
I know. I can't say anything.
You
You
make
made
it, you make the cutoffs at the aid station, it still counts. So.
It's a good point. Good point. How was your weekend?
My weekend was awesome. How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty awesome. Yeah. I
Yeah,
guess we
what a
shouldn't,
week.
I shouldn't be asking about your weekend because the show didn't technically start yet. You know, after
Okay.
87 shows, you would think we would have a clue how to do this and run the format the way it's supposed to be run, but we screw it up pretty much every time.
Yeah, we need
Congrats.
more practice.
Okay.
More practice.
Let's start this show and then we'll get back to your weekend. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right, Grace. Grace, there are very few rhymes for 87. And this just isn't fair. So tonight, let's just talk about how to love your body and more importantly, post-race self-care.
Ooh, nicely.
I'm Eric Idiot Renner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right, business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party. Yeah, so I think I made it clear before, but the number seven is not friendly when it comes to rhyming. I hate it.
No.
I never I every tenth show I despise. I worry about for a week because it's all I think about. And here I am. So I've decided to get around it and just cheat the system, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
I like it. I think cheating the system is a good way around it. You could also try other languages, you know?
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right. I never thought of that. That's a very good point. This
Couple options. But you
is
did
why I
well
have
though.
you. This is why I have you here.
Teamwork.
Oh my goodness. We have a fun show tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about race recovery and how to do all that stuff, which most of us don't focus on, and we should more because it helps us out for future running, things like that. But I before we get to that, I have First of all, Grace, let's get back to your weekend because that, let's face it, that is the most important part of this show is you talking
Oh.
about yourself. So what, how was it? What did you do?
It was good, you know. Went for a little group run with friends.
I did that too. Yeah.
Yeah, got some brunch
Nice.
with friends. That was a lot of fun. So, yeah, I mean it was a pretty chill weekend. It wasn't anything major. There were some big races happening this weekend, so I was kind of looking at everybody's updates on Sunday.
Yeah, I have quite a few shout outs to give before we get this sucker rolling.
How many shout outs do you have?
I mean, it's just friends and stuff,
Yeah, but
but
count them. How many?
one, two, three, four, five. And I think Grace is going to have more than five. So six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 148.
148. Okay. Ready? Number one, go.
All right. Well, let's start. Let's start by race. Okay. And let's keep this all organized. All right.
Okay. Which one?
Rim to River went down this past weekend.
Rim to River, which is in West Virginia.
West Virginia. It's like an out and back thing. Mm-hmm. Good race. Very runnable from what I hear. Shout out to Jordan Koppenhafer, who's been on the show.
Yeah.
Running supporter and running mullet supporter. And Rob Golder, who is also a friend of mine who gets around all the races. He completed 100 down there. Who do you got from Rim to River?
That's number one and number two. So you have two done.
Yeah. You want to give your Rim to River shout outs? Do you have any?
I actually did not think about that whatsoever. I'm going to give a shout out to everybody who ran Rim to River.
Oh, how cute. Yeah. Okay. I don't have a list.
Yet
from that either. Yeah.
I want to hear all of yours though. You have 148. Let's go.
I think there's probably more people we know that did Rim to River, at least we're acquaintances with, but their results aren't out yet. So I apologize for that. I just know those two guys did it.
Is that what Aaron did?
Aaron Watkins? Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Thank you. He completed also. Good job, Aaron.
Yeah.
Javelina 100.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of yours?
That's one that I was watching. Yeah.
Yeah. Just more shout outs. Shout out to Steve Pagano. And mm-hmm. I believe that's his first 100, which is amazing. And
yeah, wasn't he supposed to do Eastern States?
I'm not too sure. I can't confirm that.
I remember, something happened. And anyway, I believe Javelina was a little bit of a redemption for him as well. So that's always feels good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then also Javelina, the only other, I don't know. There might be others that I know, but Gary Lampman, who is a local, he is a beast. He does a lot of long stuff. He completed Javelina 102, and apparently it was record-setting high temperatures out there in the desert, and it sounds horrible. So good job, I guess. Amazing job. Gosh, hot, dry. That's a looped race, right? I don't know what the distance of the loop is, but I know it's a looped race. I hear it's a huge, giant party out there. And everybody makes me feel like I have to put that on my bucket list because it sounds so fun. Mm. But running in 100-degree temperatures is, I don't know about that. But.
Yeah, you got to go with your heart. I do have an athlete who's looking at it for next year, and I hope she does it.
Nice. And my 148th one that I have is Ken Kuntz, ran No Business 100 this past weekend. He kind of did that, in my opinion, under the radar. I didn't even know he was doing it. Yeah. But he's not one to throw it out there. He's a friend of mine. He's an Idiot Runner supporter. He's been going up through the ranks of the distances, and this was his first 100, I believe. So huge congrats. He fought some demons out there and came out on top.
Awesome. Well, great job, everybody.
Yeah, I think that's all I have for the big races.
Awesome. Yeah,
did
it was
anything down there local or stuff like that?
I can't think of anything that we had. It's, I'm still processing this afternoon. So I can't think of anything that happened locally this past weekend. We didn't have much going on. It was a good weekend, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So congrats to all of them. I want to give a shout out to myself.
Mm-hmm.
January 25th is the All In Idiot Adventure.
Yeah.
If people don't see this stuff on Facebook, it's because the Facebook algorithm monsters eat it up and crap it out and never allow them to see it. So if you are interested in coming to my place and joining a lot of fun friends and making friends January 25th, let me know.
Yeah. And, there's still some folks who might not be on Facebooks.
Right.
So
they're on the running mullet listening in. So
exactly.
Yeah. Well, and the reason I'm saying it on here is because I love people that come up that haven't been here before. And it's usually a mix of half and half. A lot of people like to come back because probably because of you know, not me, but they come up here because it's fun and Grace is here.
It is.
But
it is.
The best part is bringing the new faces in that decide to come back also. So that's why I'm saying on here. If you haven't been to my house, Don't feel like you have to do the whole distance or whatever we're doing. All I Need Adventure, just so we know real quick, is a coin flip and a roll of the dice before the race starts. And that is for everybody. Like one coin flip and one roll of the dice for everybody, not per person.
Yeah.
The coin flip determines whether we're running a 4 or 8 mile loop on the Idiot Mountain. And the dice, the dice roll determines how many loops we're doing. So long story short, we might be running 8 miles for the day, or we might be running 96. So that's the fun of it. But obviously you can come up and run whatever your little heart desires. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Of
it. So, awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on from that.
Hey, I have something quick.
What?
Just in case you didn't see it, if you go to your favorite podcast player, whether that's, you go to your favorite podcast player, if that's your Apple, whatever, or Spotify or whatever that is, just released the most recent race report with Mullet Chronicles. It is Daryl Lehman's Tennessee Mile, that he ran in June. So it's a really fun race report. If you don't know, I read race reports, and that's, we call the Mullet Chronicles. So those are only released out on podcast form. We don't do those live. But that was a cool little recording. It was neat.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep. And before we get going any farther, you and I both forgot, because we're idiots, the Tussie Mountain Back 50 miler happened.
No.
Yesterday, that's a local MPA race. It's kind of, it's been around a long time. So congrats to all the athletes. I had an athlete, a female, Alicia Hare, actually come in second place in the 50, which was amazing. So congrats to her.
Yeah. Georgetta was there. There were some other folks who were there.
Yeah. I mean, there was runners there. Grace, congrats. Yes.
There were?
Huh. Yeah, I think so.
Don.
Yeah, Don Hauk was there. Yep. So congrats. Yeah. There's just too many races, not enough time.
Yay. Tussie's on my list. I want to do that one time. It looks good.
Yeah, one time. But Grace, I wonder how all these people are going to recover. I wonder.
How are they going to recover? Because fall racing, I mean, you have this opportunity to do really cool big races happen the fall, and cooler weathers means you have a really good day and you got all them sore muscles afterwards.
Muscles, yes. Sore muscles. Well, I'll tell you how we're going to learn how to recover tonight with our guest, Grace. We have on Elizabeth Deegan, who is the owner of Train, Recover, and Repeat, which is a business centered around the recovery of athletes after the race and getting them in their tip-top best shape. And I'm going to add her on and stop talking, because I want to make sure it's described the right way. And I will point out, we have like 25 live viewers right now. That must be from you, Elizabeth, because we normally don't have 27. We don't usually have that many live viewers. So thank you for telling your friends about the show. And that's amazing. So welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. I was sending the text out to like all my closest friends.
No, that's huge. And we definitely appreciate that. So you've been showing up to local races where I've seen you. I don't know where you and I actually crossed paths the first time. I think it's, you know, we just became friends through social media more than anything. And met at local stuff. I'm not really sure if there's one time that I don't remember meeting you the first time.
Me neither.
Good. But I mean, you've been showing up at the races, at some of the local bigger races. You were just at Call of the Wilds, and you had planned to be set up at Eastern States before that debacle happened with your Normatec compression boots. But there's more to it than that. I mean, I guess, why don't you start off with telling us how you got started with what you're doing here?
I got started with, it was just an idea at first, and I had just like, it was 1 year ago this month actually, which is pretty special to like be on this podcast exactly 1 year ago.
Nice.
But 1 year ago, I was making a big like transition in my life, and I actually like on a whim, signed up for a 50 miler, the Pine Creek Challenge. And before the race, like, I had been having a little bit of, like, not a little bit, but just having some, like, hip issues. And and just, like, to mentally get prepared for the race, I wanted to, like, get my hands on, like, the Normatec compression boots. I've had them before for, like, a half marathon, and it just mentally and physically helped me. And I just could use that, like, I needed anything at that point. So I had the idea because it wasn't available. Like, I couldn't find it anywhere. There was, like, nowhere around that where I was going to, like, have it. And I thought, like, how cool it would be to have, like, my own, but, like, make it a business. And then I thought, I wanted to combine the Normatec compression boots, but then also, like, I'm a certified occupational therapist assistant. And I've been doing that for 7 years, and I've just been side by side, like, with PTs and PTAs, and I've done all the different settings, like outpatient and whatnot. So, like, doing, like, mobility work and, stretching and just, like, knowing about the body. So I just thought, I just had this idea of, like, combining both worlds and taking this degree that I have and, like, hacking it with, like, trail running, which I love dearly so much. So it's like, I just wanted to, like, hack this life, hack this idea, and, like, combine both. And, like, don't want to just provide the Normatec compression boots, because at the end of the day, like, I wanted to provide, like, the mobility stretching and the foam rolling, and just make it, like, an active recovery business for runners. And I know, like, as runners, we never stretch. We don't do our mobility work. And I wanted to, like, provide that for, like, at first, like, right now, trail runners, but hopefully eventually, like, athletes or anyone who's, like, physically active, like, even people who, you know, go to the gym a lot.
Yeah.
And I mean, go ahead, Grace.
So I just think it's really cool that you came up with this, and you have the background for it. So not only do you have your work life where you have all of this experience for the last 7 years, but then you also are a serious trail runner yourself. And if, you know, you're in Pennsylvania, so Pine Creek Challenge, 50 miler, you've done Heiner, you've done Boulder Beast, you've done Fire on the Rocks, and Black Forest most recently. So just congratulations on your finish at Black Forest. That's a huge accomplishment.
Thank you.
But yeah, that's pretty big deal. So combining those things together, so you have the experience and you know what runners are going through after, say, a really tough 100K.
Yeah.
And everything from your work. So very cool to put the two together.
Yeah. It just seemed like it just came together, like little things kind of, like, made it come too. Like, I don't know. It's just like, I was trail running with a bunch of friends, like, in June, July. And, like, I had the idea, but it was just an idea. And I only had, like, spoken to a couple people about it. And then as we're trail running, like, a dear friend of mine who's become so close to me, but she was like, man, she's like, I wish I had those Normatec compression boots, like, right now. She's like, maybe one day I'll buy them. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have this idea. And I'm like, don't buy them. Like, I want to do this so bad.
Well, I think the beauty of it is, and I do appreciate personally, I appreciate that you've done the hard things, you've done the hard races, so you mm-hmm. you can respect them, and you have feedback, and you know how some runners feel afterwards and things like that. You're not just guessing or saying it, but, you know, Normatecs are out there. It's a pricey product, and mm-hmm. anybody can buy a set and mm-hmm. have them at their house, but let's face it, it's not, you know, a lot of these trail races and road races, any race, yeah, they have these after parties, and you have lunch and you're hanging out with friends and things like that. You don't really see too many people doing the proper immediately after the race, you know, compression, bringing their boots with them and sitting in their chair while they're having a drink and eating their lunch and talking with their friends. So, you know, I look at it as, it's the convenience of it, for one, like, you being there at these races, we all get done these races and we're walking around like Frankenstein because our shit hurts. Right.
Right.
Well, that's when you want to be in them. Right. Am I correct?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Not like that night or the next day. I'm sure it feels great. And I'm sure it helps a little bit, but the recovery right afterwards, that compression right afterwards, is probably the best.
know. Yeah, and even like pre-race too. Like I liked Craig let me set up at bid pickup, and I utilize them myself like pre-race as well. Like it's recommended like 15 minutes like pre-race, and then post-race like 30 minutes. So that's also like another like added benefit of like getting that pre-race boost, you know, and not it's like the same thing. Like not a lot of people have that, or like, and it just helps mentally and physically. Like, I don't know. For me, it helps mentally. I'm like, all right, there's nothing more I can do. Like I put the compression boots on, I did my mobility, like I'm ready to go. And I think that helps. Like, so it's nice to be at like bid pickup or like at the end of a trail race.
Yeah. So, I mean, and it's nice to know that you're going to be there too. That's what I'm saying. Like, even if I had my own pair, I'm not going to, if you're going to be there, and like this past race, you were offering 15 minute or 30 minute sessions, you know, as your the runner's choice, athlete's choice of what they did. I don't know if that varies from time to time, but if I myself had a pair of those Normatecs, I wouldn't have brought them, just knowing the convenience of you being there. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to grab, she's right there. I'm going to, at the finish line, I'm going to grab quick 15 minutes from her.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. What, Grace?
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Can you back?
Sorry, my cat.
What's your cat's name?
Poe.
Poe. Is it
He's after, the worst.
Is it after Edgar Allan Poe?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Oh,
he's get down, Poe. Get down.
He's the worst. I'm so sorry.
He's great. Eric.
What, Grace?
Who's also not the worst. So, Eric, can you back up the truck? Back it up.
Beep, beep, beep.
Thank you, Eric. Vroom, vroom, vroom. So, can you tell us, for anybody who's listening who might not know about compression boots and what they do, can you tell us, like, from the beginning, like, what is it? What is actually happening? What does it feel like? Give us all the details.
Yeah, so it's a dynamic air compression that fills into the boot. So, and it has seven zones to like boost into different areas. So say like you're saying like you have like some quad pain, you know, that you are just dealing with. So like this has different zones in it. And basically it's a, like a restorative massage. I wrote that. It's like a restorative massage, and it adds like pressure, fills up with air, and like it's designed to just like relieve pain and any muscle soreness that you have. So it helps also with that air compression. It puts all that blood flow back into those muscles. And like if you've been working them a lot, you just got done with a race. So it helps put all that blood flow real quickly, 15, 30 minutes back into your muscles. So it helps like boost your recovery, boost your performance, helps with mobility, helps with just feeling better. I think it feels amazing when you put them on, and even when you take them off, like it does, it feels so good.
Yeah, I mean, I compare it to a nice massage right after when your legs feel like crap. It, you know, it kind of hits different sections at different times, and the pressure of it, and you just, it's definitely enjoyable.
And we say boot, but it's really like, it's like a
sleeve. It's like a sleeve, but it's in the shape of a boot, like a pant. I always tell people when they're putting them, I was like you're putting on jeans.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, they go all the way up. So it's all the way up to the top of your thigh. They go all the way up.
And like eventually, like right now, it's just the boots, but they do make hip extension ones, and they do make arm ones. They look really funky, but like you can get the ones on your arms, and then you can just sit there and like... So eventually I would love to target more body areas.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And so so there are these gigantic leg things, and they're fairly, I mean, you gotta drop down some cash for some of these bad boys. What do they cost? Do you know
They're about a grand piece.
Whew. They're about a grand piece. And, you know, for some people, that's their jam. You know, we're all in different situations. I can't afford that. So it's this really great option to have somebody there at races who can, you know, help us out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we back that up. We know what it is. And I think Can you talk a little, and maybe this is a question for you too, Eric, like, let's talk about the benefits of recovering faster. I mean, you did the race, you did the hard work. So isn't it like hamburger time or, or grilled cheese time? Why you got to spend so much time on the recovery?
I think you should take care of your body, like inside and out. I think you should eat all the food and get that nutrition back in you. I think like nutrition and sleep and like getting that mobility and getting your stretches in is like super important. I don't think you want to, I mean, like you did all the hard work and it's great, but you want to stay mobile. Like most trail runners, most ultra runners will always say like, the more I move, the better I feel. And it's so true because you just want to like, you got all that tension, you're tight, but like the more you move, the better you're going to feel. You want to get that blood flow into those areas. Blood flow is healing. So like with that CODA background, we know like nobody gets a hip replacement or a knee surgery these days or a knee replacement, and they're no longer sitting in the hospital for 3 to 5 days unless it's like something goes wrong. I mean, there's always like outliers, but most of the time, same day hip, even we're seeing bilateral knee replacement surgeries home the same day because they're saying like doctors are noticing like, yeah, get up, move, get around, get back to your normal life. Blood flow to that area is super important. Moving around is super important. Like that sedentary lifestyle is no longer a thing.
Absolutely. And so tell us a little bit about that. What if I have had like an injury or a knee replacement or something like that in my past, can I still use the boots or are there things that I need to do different?
I think you can still use the boots. The only contradictions to the boots are more like heart issues. If you have any like cardiac problems, if you have like blood clots, you don't want to like put too much pressure in that area and then you throw a blood clot. But I mean, if you have a recent broken bone, I wouldn't suggest getting in there. If you already have some inflammation in that area, like severe inflammation, like you're on the verge of a tear, like an Achilles tendonitis, I wouldn't get in the boots because you're putting so much pressure on that area. But there are different levels. You can just go like be at level one, but little things like that, like just being mindful. So I do make the trail runners like sign a contract because you did just run like 12, 30, 50, 60 miles, whatever the race is. Like, I don't want to, I know how crazy we are. And sometimes we don't respect pain and, you know, you're out there, you might've broken an ankle and don't know it yet.
I like that. Respect your pain.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Now, what do you see? Do you see yourself adding to what you do in the future or not there yet? Or?
Oh my God. Yeah. I've got big dreams with it. I don't want to be impatient and I don't want to rush it. I'm so blessed that I just started in August and I'm, you know, been at some really amazing races. Eventually I'd love to have my own space so that like some people have reached out to me and been like, oh, can I get in the boots or can you stretch me out this week? And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, am I supposed to do this in my apartment? Like, I would love to have a space that, you know, people could come to, and then I could target a larger audience, like say like, you know, college athletes, high school athletes, people who are just going to the gym who would like love to stop by after before the gym. I think I could really like expand in that sense. And then I would love to expand in the sense of like, obviously it's bittersweet being at the trail races and standing there and operating the stand and not running. It's so hard, but I have to be patient because I can't just jump into anything. And I don't want to abandon the stand and like go run a race and come back and be like exhausted. Like, okay, where are we at? But yeah, eventually it would be really cool to trust someone to like even be at the stand for me. And like, almost like, even like if it was a CODA friend who had the same type of background as me or a PTA friend, and could mend the stand and then I could go and still run and then come back. That would just be spectacular. Cause like, even like Craig said, my first race with him was Heiner Half. And he was like, oh, I thought you were going to run the race. And I was like, no, this was my first race. I'm just so nervous. Like, I don't even think I could focus on the race and know that like the business is just there. But eventually it'd be really cool to have help and do both. Operate the stand and run. That would be nice. Yeah.
That's the problem with it is the sacrifice you have to make being a runner and doing something that doesn't involve you running.
Yeah.
I struggled with that with the Idiot Runner brands. Like, technically I should be going to all these, every different race and the ones you're at and everything and setting up a table and putting all my stuff on the table. But half of those races I want to be running. So
yeah, literally it's I contemplated Boulder Beast that very night. Like, I was driving home and I can't remember his name, but he helps with the registration. I'm sure you know him. And he was like, I've got a bib waiting for you. And I was just like sitting there. I'm like, oh my God, I could run this race and still like put my stand up. And I was like, oh no, I'm like driving home. Like, what do I do?
Yeah. It's hard.
It is really hard.
Now, how many sets of boots do you have?
I have two.
Nice. So two people can sit there and relax at the same time. If Eric is already sitting there in a pair of boots, do I have to sit next to him? Do I have to look at him? Or can I like,
can I turn your chair away from him?
Okay, great. Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
Whatever. My chair would have already been turned the other way once I saw you coming, Grace. So.
So you've got two sets of boots there, and you have like a little canopy. Do you have any like soft jazz or anything playing?
Just no, I don't. I should do that. I have a canopy.
You totally gotta do that now.
I have like a table so that they can like lay on, so I can stretch them out and do some mobility, and then some foam rolling on them. But that's about it.
Do you have one of those evil knives? Knives?
No, I should get one of those.
He has one now.
Are they there's a word for them. Like, they're like the scraping tools.
Scrapers, yeah.
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 Could you imagine getting scraped after a show run? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see what it would have been like at like Eastern States, because there, I feel like a lot of runners would have been, well, I mean, first of all, you're set up with two comfy, zero gravity chairs there for one. So that's worth the price of admission right there, let alone getting your legs in Normatex. But I feel like Eastern States, it would have been like people would be falling asleep and you'd have to wake them up.
Here's what I'm thinking. No, you go.
No, I was just going to say, like, I had a friend, he was trail running a big race. I think it was Cruel Jewel, and he fell asleep in the chair in the Normatex, and they had to wake him up, and the guy, when he woke up, he's like, I gave you an extra 10 minutes. I was like, oh, thanks.
So I'm thinking, like, multi-days. That's really the ticket. Something where people are doing looped for, like, 48 hours, like 3 days at the fair, or something like that. Man, that's it right there. Vanessa Klein, I'm telling you, 3 days at the fair, you got to bring this yapper out there.
I like that you put yapper on there.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you were watching, we changed Elizabeth's name to Elizabeth Yapper.
Certified
and
yapper.
She said she's a yapper. She said she's a certified yapper. So
I can talk to pretty much anybody.
That's
good. I'm thinking now, have you thought about taking your show on the road? Like maybe it's me and a group of my friends, and we want to like hire you to come with us.
I'll do anything. Yeah, that would be really cool. I'll do anything. I won't say no to an opportunity. The race directors of Pistol Ultra Event down in Tennessee, he did reach out to me because we were friends. But he was just like wondering about the boots.
Yeah.
And, he was just like wondering, because Pistol had, someone come before and set up, and he was just, they like took over this race, and he was just like, oh, I just wanted to see what it was about. And he's like, I'll get back to you. I don't know. I mean, that's like a big stretch, but it's not that I'm not holding my breath, but but that would be cool. That would be like my first traveling gig, and I would feel comfortable. And that's really nice. Like, go down to Tennessee and set up, and that's a big event. They do, they do everything from a half marathon to a 100 miler. And I think so. And I think there's even like an added race. It's like 100 mile plus something for like an extra challenge. Nice. So that would be cool.
I think your schedule is going to be packed after this. I'm pretty excited.
I hope so.
It's going to be tough. I mean, the whole, oh man, I have so many race directors I need to talk to about this.
Yeah, it would be another thing, like you said, like expanding. Like, I don't want to be selfish, but like right now, like I charge people for the service and like boots, like whatever, and then the stretching. But it would be so nice to like get hired on by the race director. So I wouldn't, so they could just like cut me a check and I would just be like, it'd be nice. Cause like, it's so hard. The hardest part about this so far was, and it's sweet, but I don't like charging my friends, like people that I run with, people that I love and adore. It's like, it doesn't seem right. And I hate it. And like, they're so sweet. And they're like, shut up, take our money. Like, they bought a shirt. They're just like, oh, so giving. But for me, I'm just like such a giver. And like, I'm like, oh my God, I don't like that. So like, eventually I would love to just be big enough or known enough or wanted enough that the race directors are like, no, I want you at this race. Here's the check, you know? So then all the racers don't even have to think about, oh, where's my card or where's my cash? Like, no, if whenever you like finish the race, you get like 15 or 30 minutes in the booth. I think that'd be a really cool additive too. Like, if you, even if like the directors are like, hey, if you finish in a certain amount of time, you can get 30 minutes or I don't know, or just saying like, if you finish the race, like, yeah, here's 15 minutes in the boots. Mm-hmm.
Or I think DFL should, they're out there the longest, you know, so they should automatically get 15 minutes in the boots.
For sure.
Yeah. Your calendar is going to be packed. I'm excited. Now, Eric, I want to ask her about races, what races she's running in the next year. Do you have other questions about boots before I do that?
No, I guess not, since you're putting pressure on me. I will say that I know how you feel with dealing with friends and stuff. Same thing with the idiot runner stuff. Like, when somebody says they actually want something, I'm like, you actually want it? Well, just take it. Like, it's yours. Want it.
I know. I want, like, with the shirt too. My friend's like, I was like, I've given one to my dad. I've given one. I'm like, my best friend wants a shirt. And I'm like, I'll just give you one.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to charge you for it, but it just sucks. Cause at the end of the day, it is a business. Like, the stuff wasn't like, everything was purchased. Like, with me, it was a big step. It's not like, I'm just a coda at the end of the day. I don't think I'm not making like a crap ton of money, you know?
Yeah.
No, it's definitely hard. It's your first jump into like selling stuff. So selling something or you know, a service. And this was my first jump into selling, you know, Idiot Runner gear, selling stuff. And it's way hard. I mean,
yeah, even with you being a coach, that's got to be hard.
Well, it's just the time involved. Like I said, like, I have such a stock of things that I'm out of money on that are just sitting here, but like, I don't have the time or energy and to go to the races like you're talking about and set up to get rid of it. So I don't know what the right answer is, but it's fun because it's a learning process, and I'm sure you've learned a ton also. But it doesn't have to get any bigger than it is. It's just, it's interesting. And it was definitely eye-opening.
Yeah. The first time I did see you though was, I think it was my second time at Frozen Snot, and you had your stand set up.
Oh, yeah. And I think it was my one table with crap thrown all over it.
Like, yeah. I loved it.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, Frozen Snot would be a good, I mean, it's cold that time of year, but you got some hurt people coming off of that mountain. That'd be a good one to get to. And the race director's all for people like setting up for sure.
Yeah. Got to find a way to keep people warm too. Oh man. Yeah. I'm so excited to see you at all the races. It's going to be great. But what is going to be on your race calendar coming up next?
I'm going for that triple crown next year.
Oh, yes. There we go.
That's it. Yeah. I did 950. I did World's End 50K, and when I finished it, I felt so fresh and so good. So I was like, I want to go for that 100K. And then this whole summer, I trained with some of my, like, closest friends, and they were training for Eastern. And I just thought, like, and I had plans to pace them for Eastern, and we trained so hard. I don't know, like, there might have only been, like, two times they trained that I didn't. And I just thought, like, man, next year's my year. So, yeah, I want to go for it.
Take advantage while you can. If you're feeling good, it's the year.
That's awesome. Who are you going to pace at Eastern? Who are you planning on?
Tim.
Nice. Fabulous. Well, I look forward to seeing what you do out there for the Triple Crown.
Yeah, I'm nervous. I know it's not going to be
easy. Well, you should be.
I'm really nervous. Oh, yeah.
You'll be fine.
But it'll be okay. And then, I mean... Lauren doesn't let me down, but she's like, you're going to blacklist then. Like, you have to. Like, she is. She's going for the blacklist. And I was like, I don't know. Because when I finished Black Forest, the whole time during the race, I was like, I don't ever have to do this again. And then, like, not even a week later, she's like, you're going for the blacklist. And I'm like, all right, whatever. But we'll see. That is just, like, that would be a cherry on top for sure. But at least get the triple crown out of the way.
Yeah.
At least get the triple crown out of the way. Why can't people just be darn proud of the triple crown? I have to say it a million times. I'm going to say it a million times. There's nothing like the triple crown is so amazing. Yeah. There's no reason anybody should feel like they have to do Black Forest to complete the blacklist. Is it some cool thing? Well, yeah, but you can do the Black Forest the following year too, and it's just as cool.
No, because then if I do it this year, I did it the opposite way. So then I'll have both ways too, though.
Fine. Do it in 2 years and then you can do that. All I'm saying is
I do have to see for myself, like, which way do I like better? But I don't know. I just want to take baby steps with it at the same time. Like, I don't want to get a big head and I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Mm-hmm. No. And you shouldn't. And the Black Forest to it and worrying about the blacklist, then that's getting ahead of yourself. I'm just saying.
Just the triple crown for now.
Yeah. And it's an amazing achievement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good talk.
Got that all sorted out.
Nice. No, and I mean, I don't mean, like, don't get me wrong. I love Black Forest. I love the blacklist. I think it's amazing four races, but originally it was the three races, and that was every bit of amazing. So eventually, at some point, let's face it, there's probably going to be a fifth race at some stupid time of year in January. No, I'm serious. It's just the way that everything goes. In January, it's going to be added to it, and it's going to be called the Cinco de Reso or something. And then everybody's not going to want to do the blacklist. They're going to want to do the Cinco de Reso.
God, no, I couldn't imagine. I was like, I'm done after this. Oh, I do have one more race. I forgot. This year, I'm doing the Philly Marathon. It's like in 3 weeks.
Wow.
I always forget about it because my mind is always so focused on trail running. But I'm doing that Philly Marathon soon.
Have you trained and stuff?
Not really, because I got an Achilles tendonitis after blacklist, so I've been actually just been nursing that. I will train for it, but it's gonna be like not. It's just not gonna be a pretty marathon, but I'll get her done. I feel like I'll be okay.
You'll be fine.
I hope.
It'll be a fun day.
Yeah, Philly is such a good time. Like, the vibes there, it's. I feel like the energy of the crowd will keep me going. And
yeah.
Well, good luck. Don't die.
I'll try not to.
Don't forget about it. Don't forget about it either.
It'll be like the day before. I'm like, oh my God, I have this marathon. But yeah, it'll be super flat, obviously. And I'll probably, if I see a little hill, I'll be like, yay, a hill.
Nice. So that's your last race of the year?
That's my last one. And yeah, I'm going to do Tracy's Tiedotten, and she's also going to have me there with TRR. So that will actually be my first race where I will be running, and TRR will be there. But I'm hoping I'll have a friend that can like stick there, and she's a CODA as well. And so awesome. She'll know what to do.
Nice.
Awesome.
I will see you there. I just signed our whole family signed up for different distances. So we'll be there.
I'm excited for that one. That one's going to be fun.
Yeah. That's the Tiedotten Trail Challenge. That's in 2 weeks. It's next, not this coming Saturday, but the following Sunday, right? Yeah. It's on Sunday.
Yeah.
Not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. I'm in Waterville, Pennsylvania, in the beautiful Pine Creek Valley. Registration is now closed, but if you didn't get in, I highly suggest it. The money you spend on the race, you eat all of that afterwards from the delicious food and crock pots full of homemade stuff, and it's very well worth it. So
yeah, I'm excited for the food.
Yeah, that's the only reason I signed up. I'll run the miles, but it's to get to the food.
I'll be thinking about the food the whole time. I heard there's like delicious soups at the end, and definitely a soup girly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And normally it's like a chilly day and it's just perfect. Mm-hmm. Yep. So for everybody that's going to be at Tiedotten, don't forget Normatec will be there to soothe your muscles.
Yay.
And again, you call it a business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Train, recover, repeat, right?
Train, recover, repeat.
TRR. Yeah, I know we put a link to your Facebook page. Is that the best place for people to find you?
Yeah, I have a Facebook page and an Instagram page.
Awesome. We'll find you on Facebook and on Instagram and at the Triple Crown next year. And it's Tiedotten.
Yeah. And I will say, like, if you find her at the race, just talk to her. She's about the friendliest person you'll ever meet. Yep. You're a sweet girl. I enjoy your company, and I'm always glad to see your face at the races.
Thank you. Thank you. You're a
certified yapper. Certified yapper.
Thank you.
And can't wait to see you. But what about this weekend? What do you have planned this weekend?
What's this weekend? I don't think I have anything planned. I'll probably go for like a long run. I did the Golden Eagle Trail this past Saturday, and that was beautiful. It was like perfect time to be out there.
Nice.
And that was fun. I actually PR'd it. I was pretty proud of myself.
Nice. Maybe train for that marathon that you
should have about. Yeah, probably go for a long run. Probably put my feet to the pavement.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah, maybe probably.
There's a fun run on January 25th that you would have fun at. Just saying.
I heard. I'm pretty intrigued.
You should be. And we could even find you a warm. You could even set up in my house with your chairs.
Ooh.
And your
family.
We'll come down and sit in them.
Getting invited to the house is a big deal.
Yeah.
All right. I'm down.
All right. I'll send you the invite.
Yay.
Oh. All right, great. Let's finish this up, Grace. You've talked long enough, Grace. I've seen your face long enough. What are you doing this weekend?
I have, Winter Series Packet Pickup is this weekend. So we have the Winter Series coming up, which is 9 races for the low, low price of something. I forget, like $50. Oh. And we do early packet pickup. So I'm going to be helping with that. And that's all I have planned.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you doing this weekend, Eric?
Cross country state meet in Hershey, PA.
Nice. So you made it to state.
I mean, I didn't. I'm not fast anymore, Grace.
That's correct. You didn't do anything.
My daughter, Lauren, made it to states. Yes.
And congratulations, Lauren.
That's awesome.
Boy athlete, Max, who is a fan of this show. He's not listening right now, but he does tune in. He made it also. This is both of their second year running it, and it's gonna be a good one. Yeah, Lauren
it's
runs
gonna
it.
Be a good one.
15.
And what division? Because they're in divisions, right?
Lauren is double A.
Okay.
Single A, double A, and triple A, which is Don't get me started. But single A is small schools, double A is a little bigger, and triple A is your bigger schools. So basically, the bigger schools have bigger pot of fast kids to choose from or that want to run. So triple A tends to be the fastest, double A tends to be the next fastest, single A is. So they don't put them together.
Okay.
Because it's a team sport. And it bothers me a little bit, but that's the way it works.
Okay. But
Lauren, I think Lauren's been running phenomenal. She's staring at me right now. I don't know why. But she is ready for this, and it's going to be a good day. What the heck just happened? Did you just throw your cat?
She did. She just threw her cat, and I thought it was hilarious.
Wow. He just wanted to say hi. She or he?
Oh, my God. He's the worst.
Why?
Come here. I'll show you him.
No, he's probably mad now.
No, he's not.
Poor little
kid.
This
is Poe.
Yeah. Hi, Poe.
Hi, Poe.
He's pretty. He's dapper.
Yeah, he's a big cat.
He's dapper.
So, yeah, that's my weekend. I'll be down to Hershey and then coming home Saturday afternoon, and I don't know what I'm going to do Sunday.
Awesome.
Lauren, do you have anything to say about this race?
No. Other than that, I'm really excited.
Yay! Have fun.
You're going to kill it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so I know we got to finish this show up, but I'm going to brag real quick for a minute. The district race was this past Thursday, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the girl that won states last year is in Lauren's district. So she faces her at this district race. She knew she was going to face her. She knows what she can run. She's a very fast athlete. She's amazing. But our goal, Lauren and mine being her coach, was to try to hang with her, because this girl's not used to having competition. She kind of wins by a minute every time and doesn't push very hard and really didn't expect Lauren to be there. So Lauren's job was to hold on to her as long as she could without messing up Lauren's whole race. If she couldn't hang with her anymore, she's to let her go, and Lauren could get second place was the thought.
Right.
Well, Lauren held on to the girl for the whole race, stride for stride. And Lauren closed the gap the last quarter mile and was running right next to her. I thought Lauren had it. And this girl, who was a junior, just had a stronger kick right at the finish line and won. But I think it was an eye opener.
Yeah.
Hopefully that girl isn't watching, but I'm pretty sure it was an eye opener for her. And she knows who Lauren is now. And they face each other again this weekend. Now, this girl is not going to win states this year because a triple A girl came down who was crazy fast to double A, or a single A girl to double A. So things are going to shake out a little different. But anyway, Lauren has made leaps and bounds since last year, and it's going to be a good day Saturday. So I'm excited.
Yay, congratulations. You gave her a run for her money. We all need that. We all need somebody to push us a little bit. And you got to do that for somebody. And
it was the best race of the day. There was four races in districts, boys and girls for single A and boys and girls for double A in Bloomsburg. And it was a nail biter. It was fun. So,
yeah.
So that'll be it. So we're waiting for Saturday for that. We're excited.
Okay.
All right.
That'll be good.
I think that's all we got. Thank you for everybody for tuning in. We had a lot of live viewers tonight, which is amazing. Yeah. It's great to see. Please keep tuning in if you have the time.
You want to talk about who's coming in next week?
I mean, we want to drop it now.
Drop it now.
Oh, we have Mr. Scott Snell, who, if anybody doesn't know what a backyard ultra is, then you need to figure it out. It's running 4.1. What is it? 4.17 miles every hour on the hour. You have 1 hour to complete the loop, and then you do it again. And the last person standing is the winner. And he was part of the USA national team against the international teams about a week ago. Mm-hmm. And he set a new PR of, I'm going to get the number wrong. Grace, do you know what he did? 88. No. Yards.
I don't remember.
Just 380 some miles, I believe. Yeah. I hope I didn't get that wrong. I didn't know. We'll figure it out by next week. Yeah, I mean, well, I'll have the numbers next week. But if you think about that, he went 88, I think it's 88 hours running. So you figure out how to, you're going to sleep when you have to do 4 miles every hour on the hour and not stop.
Yeah, it's, I mean, too many numbers. Bottom line is international championships were last week, and Scott was the last person standing for the U.S. team, and he's going to be on our little podcast because he's a friend of the podcast, and we're super excited to have him. So you got to tune in, and we'll figure out all our numbers by next week.
Yeah, that. I agree. Good talk. Yeah, I'm super excited for it, though. This dude is very humble, and he keeps getting better at this format. It's what he knows he's built for, and it's going to be a fun conversation. So please tune in.
Tune in and like the show and subscribe to things and comment on things and share the things. And Elizabeth, thank you so much for being on the show. You're amazing. Can't wait to see you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll see you at Tyodotten and every other race coming forward.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good night. Thanks for being on. And we will see you guys next week. Take us out, Grace.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.